Hello and welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly is speaking this afternoon at the Mackinac Policy Conference. Many observers believe he'll use the event on Mackinac Island to announce a ballot drive to make Michigan a part-time legislature state. Matt Grossman is an associate professor of political science at Michigan State University, where he directs the Institute for Public Policy and Social Research. Michigan is one of, what, only four states with a true full-time legislature?
Well, it depends how you count it, but yes, we're among the most professionalized.
And this is not the first time someone's tried to get this part-time legislature idea launched. So how come it hasn't happened in Michigan the way it has in most other states?
Well, there's certainly a public mistrust of legislatures, and there is kind of popular pressure to make changes, and people tend to support changes that bring the legislators down a peg. So it's sort of an open political issue for those who want to take advantage of it, and now it seems to be coming to Michigan.
Let's talk about the pros and cons. What do you see as the major pros and cons of a part-time legislature?
Well, I think that the associations that we've seen nationally are that if you want sort of just good quality, good government kind of legislation, then you might not be in favor of a part-time legislature. Less professionalized legislatures tend to produce less policy that wins awards or that's copied by other states, and more policy that gets overturned by the courts. So sort of quality as a metric might move you against a part-time legislature. But there are reasons why, especially conservative legislatures might favor this. It tends to lead, or at least be associated with, lower state spending overall, and it tends to be somewhat associated with Republican electoral gains as well. So there are reasons why conservative Republicans would be in favor, even at the cost of some quality.
I guess I'm wondering who stands to benefit the most when you see the way it's worked elsewhere.
Well, whenever you reduce the power of legislature, you tend to increase the power of others. So, for example, lobbyists tend to gain a more prominent role in less professionalized legislatures. If the legislature's only there part-time, there's still going to be others who are there all the time, including those that are trying to influence state policy. But one of the surprises is that it doesn't seem to be associated with gains for the governor. So one might think that bringing the legislature down a peg would help increase the governor's effectiveness, but there doesn't seem to be as much evidence of that.
You know, we already see this trend of inexperienced elected leaders coming to Lansing and then through term limits, they're kind of learning as they go, and they get shown the ropes by special interests and lobbyists. So going part-time, does that, in your view, even stack the deck more in favor of special interests and lobbyists?
Well, certainly the associations nationally are that you get more interest group mobilization and that the lobbyists are perceived as having more power in states with less professionalized legislatures. But I would say that this interacts with some other pieces that make our legislature less professionalized, term limits being the big one, and more professionalized. So we have centralized bill writing with the Legislative Services Bureau, and we have fiscal agencies in the House and the Senate that would remain. So the other possibility is that it would increase the power and the role of those independent legislative bodies that are also there all the time.
Let's talk a little more about term limits. There's this very consistent theme that we hear from people who were in state government before term limits, that folks get elected to the state legislature, and just about the time they really start to get the hang of it, they're term limited out, and here comes another group of green newbies. So many feel our state government has suffered from term limits. Would a part-time legislature make this cycle of inexperience even worse, in your view?
It certainly would move things in a similar direction. So both term limits and part-time legislatures are ways of making the legislature less professionalized, and they tend to have similar effects, or at least similar associations across other states that enact them. And they also tend to be enacted somewhat together. So it's not a surprise that a term-limited state would also be pushing more in this direction. But, of course, historically, we've had fairly strong legislative institutions in Michigan.
Let's say a proposal makes it on the ballot and voters say yes, and they approve the idea of having a part-time legislature. What needs to happen in your mind for us to have a smooth transition to a part-time one?
Well, I think, first of all, a lot depends on the details, of course, of how much part-time, and it also depends on the practice. So a lot of part-time legislatures end up just getting called back by the governor on a very regular basis, so they're not as part-time as they were initially intended. So we don't know if that will happen here. But certainly the same kinds of things that you worry about for term limits, you worry about for here. So we need well-trained and experienced politicians. We need well-trained and experienced staff, and we need a lot of support for those centralized institutions in the legislature and in the administration, like the services bureaus and the fiscal agencies. They're going to be our main bulwark against this having a negative effect on legislative quality.
Matt Grossman, Associate Professor of Political Science at Michigan State University, where he directs the Institute for Public Policy and Social Research. Thanks so much for speaking with us, Matt.
Thank you.